Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morrison moves to third. Pryor moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pryor moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Pryor scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Naerodny reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Torres moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. Naerodny moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Watson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Moore reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Alan Ripley now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Moore moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Nairodny moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison bunts in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Junior Moore. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nairodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Proley. Fisk moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to home to get Fisk. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Pryor, who tags Watson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lynn scores. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing second base. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Fred Howard now pitching. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. Nairodny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fisk out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Hobson reaches third base with a triple. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Washington reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.